The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, did you want to give your grades? Because I know that's something that you guys both did online. I didn't know you guys were doing it, so I didn't get involved, but I can weigh in.
I was going to say, maybe you can be a tiebreaker on some of the ones where we differ.
Okay. All right. I can do that.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm pulling mine up. But yeah, I mean, we can just like rifle through these quick. And like, honestly, we can do, like, does this sound right, Brian? I don't know if you want to, you know, give yours as I go through some of these guys. I went in alphabetical order, so I gave Johnny Beecher a C.
Beecher, I gave a B minus.
Close. I mean I'm gonna go with C because I think that he's been quiet. And sometimes a liability. I know I saw someone tweet out that his 5-on-5 like goals against is just terrible this year. I'd have to look at what he is like plus minus wise. But of the players on the fourth line, I feel like Koepke and Kastelic have been more effective. I think that he's still in a position where he's not going to get sent down, but I wouldn't give him higher than a C.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think he's been pretty good defensively. I mean, he gets a lot of defensive zone starts.
Yeah.
But he's now gone 35 games without a goal. And he has three assists during that time. And, like, no matter what you bring defensively or how much penalty kill time you get, which, again, their penalty kill's not good, so you can't give him a whole lot of credit there. You can't go 35 games without a goal when you're an NHL forward.
One thing I'll just say is I did my list in descending order of scoring leaders on the team. So Beecher was like one of the last players I did. And there's definitely some players I graded where I was like, you know, if somebody goes half a grade one way or the other, like I wouldn't argue at all. And this is one of them. Like Beecher, I got no problem with conceding to your guys' grades. For him, I just said to myself, I mean, he's on pace for 16 points as a fourth liner in his first full year in the league. Like, I just threw him a B. I threw him a bone, threw him a B minus. But you guys, your grades are totally fine there.
Justin Brazzo, I went with a B. He scores again on Sunday. That grade was before then. It would probably be the same.
I gave him a B plus. Nobody knew who he was this time last year. Sixth on the team in scoring. He might have his feet aren't his biggest asset, but you know, and he's not found a consistent line really, but he's a B plus is fine for me.
I think I agree with Brian and I'll give him the B plus because, I mean, he's got 10 goals. He's one of the only things that's been working on the power play. I guess it depends if you're grading him against the league or grading him like in comparison to the rest of the team, I guess. But He's been good net front on the power play. His 10 goals are tied for third on the team, which, you know, did I think that's what was going to happen this year? No. But Pasta has 17 goals, Marchand has 15, and Coyle and Brazzo have 10. So he's right up there. And like you said, Brian, he was an unknown last year for a good chunk of the year. Like, when did he come up? Was it last December? He hasn't been around long.
No, it was like January, February.
Yeah, I mean, he was not on my radar at all. Like, this is a guy that came, wasn't he in the ECHL, and then he went to Providence, and then he ended up in Boston, and it was like, you have to give him credit, so I'll give him the B+.
Yeah, Charlie Coyle, D+.
I also gave him a D+.
Yeah, I don't think you can go any higher than that. You could argue for lower. I will say, like, I didn't give anyone an F. I also didn't give anyone an A. But yeah, Charlie Cole is one of the lower grades for me.
Well, but okay, but we just gave Brazo a B or a B plus, and he has the same number of goals.
But it's all about expectations and what's the term in school? A curve, grading on a curve, whatever.
Yeah, Charlie Coyle also makes almost $5 million more, and we saw him have 60 points last year, and this year he's on pace for less than half of that.
I'm just bringing it up.
No, it's a good point, Bridget, because it does bring up some parameters. Like when I'm using my grading scale, you know, not all players are created equally. Obviously, I mean, Scott just mentioned the salary, but you also have
you're grading them against themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And Scott mentions Coyle's 60 points. To be honest with you, I didn't give him a D plus because he's not on pace for the career high numbers he put up last year. I gave him a D plus because he's 20 points shy. He's on pace for 20 plus points shy of what he normally puts up throughout his career slash in Boston. So I'm holding him to the standard that he set before 2023-2024. Couple D pluses for the mayor of Weymouth there. Sorry, Chucky.
Trent Frederick has been playing a little better recently. He was still my lowest grade overall. I gave him a D minus.
You guys said you didn't give any Fs, right?
Correct.
And did you guys give any A's?
I gave.
You don't
have a couple. I did not. But yeah, Brian gave a couple.
Okay, nothing crazy. We'll talk about Frederick first.
Yeah, I gave him a D.
Okay. Yeah. See, for some reason, I remember in school, like, there not being such thing as a D minus. I think you just kind of like went right to F, right? Like, it was either a D or an F. Like, there was no F plus. And I never got graded. I mean, I was always, you know, on the other end of it, not to brag, but I don't know if I remember anyone getting an F plus or an F minus.
No, definitely not.
Was just like,
definitely not F. I feel like there was.
I think there's D minus. I think F is where just like it was just an F.
May as well have been an F at that point. I feel like
it's like, yeah, mom and dad, I failed algebra. Well, did you get an F minus or an F plus? Oh, F plus. Oh, okay, you're fine then.
Don't worry. Not passing either way. But yeah, luckily I didn't deal with that. I didn't have, you know.
I will say I was very close. I was very close to giving one, if not two Fs, though. I didn't. But I was very close on a couple of
people. Okay, who were they for? Who are you?
We'll get to them.
One of them wasn't Frederick?
No, I gave him a D. I gave him a D because, you know, it's not like he hasn't done completely nothing. I mean, he has had a couple of games here and there. I mean, for him, I put him in my write-up. Like, he had 12 goals, 11 assists, 23 points. In his first 119 games from 2018 to 2022. So if you guys remember, like 3 years ago, I was done with them. I was like, get rid of them. And then that ensuing season, he ended up putting up 30. Let's see. Well, he had 30 points or something. So the last two seasons, he had 35 goals, 36 assists, 71 points, and 161 games. And then, you know, this year he's just on pace for like whatever it is, 20 points. So, I didn't give him an F, but I thought about it.
Yeah. All right. Morgan Geeky next. I gave him a B minus, possibly the player who has raised his grade the most.
Yes.
Over the course of this season.
Yes. There was a few times in high school where I got a letter sent home to my parents halfway through the start of the quarter to the progress report saying, hey, just an FYI, Brian got a D on his first quiz. I'm like, what the fuck? We don't even have progress reports for another month and a half. What are you sending a letter home for? But anyway, that's what happened with Morgan Geeky. He had a shitty first, you know, eighth of the quarter, and he has picked up his studying, and I gave him a B as well. Obviously, I think he had like 5 points up until December, and he's got something like 12 points since then or something like that. So
he has going into, so after Saturday nights, so I guess I can add in I mean, he had an assist Sunday too, so he now has 14 points in his last 19 games.
Yeah, he's you know what, I noticed recently too, he's picked up his checking game. Like he seems to be involved more physically. He's going to the net more. He's working the puck well with Pasta and Zacha. So you said B plus?
I gave him a B minus.
Yeah. And I gave him
I want to go B plus only with recency bias. Like on the whole year it would be less, but like recency bias and since like the beginning of December, I'm gonna grade him at a B plus because I think he's trending in the right direction too.
At the time of my article, which was after the Toronto game, he was on pace for 36 points, and I want to say 77 games. And last year he had 39. And by all accounts, last year we all said he had a really good year. He was a very pleasant surprise for Boston. So he's picked up his game, and he's relatively on pace for what he did last year. And so, yeah, I gave him a B. I think Bridget probably falls in that. You said B plus, okay?
I said B plus, but just because I think he's gonna stay like this. I think more so than he's gonna go revert. Has been like with him being on a line with Pasternak, which obviously tilts the scales.
But like he's fit there, and he has at times helped drive that line. Like there's been times where he's played well while Pasternak's been struggling. Yeah, I mean since the coaching change, which is now a month and a half, so not a super small sample, he's scoring at a 30 goal pace. Next up, so I think this might be the one where Brian and I have the biggest difference, and I think it's just because of like starting points. I gave Mark Cass like a B minus.
So Kastelic, I think he was my only solid A, and this is one of those situations where you look at the stat line and you know he's what on the team is scoring, like, you know, 12th, whatever it is, like, so it's not a matter of just production. I gave him an A because I feel like he never takes a shift off. And this is the quintessential A for effort situation. I am giving him an A strictly for his effort, because he never takes a shift off. And I think that he has endeared himself to Bruins fans, which this year of all years has been a massive challenge for any of these players. And I think he's the one player that fans would all say, yep, he's probably going to be the seventh player award winner at the midway point. And the Bruins rewarded him with a 3-year extension this past week. So they also agree that he's had a good year. So for me, I just gave him the A because I just feel like he's deserved it based on how hard he's played for his teammates and for the Spoke B so far.
I could see him winning seventh player award, but I also think Brezzo has a chance for that. So depends really how they finish out, but what was your grade for him, Scott?
B minus
and an A. Okay. Well, I don't think we've even talked about this yet. Like he's played good enough to get himself a nice little extension. He got another 3 years onto his contract. So he's got that going for him. He came over from Ottawa kind of as just a bonus in that trade that sent Ullmark to the Senators. The Bruins get a first round pick. They get Korpisalo. They get Kastelic, who was not well known in this area by a lot of people. When we had Pierre Maguire on, he kind of gave us the intel like, oh, this guy's a really hardworking player. And you guys are going to like him in Boston because he's kind of got that Bruins mentality and he's kind of a big, bad Bruin. And he has been so far. So, you know what? I'm going to split the difference. I'm going to say B plus.
Yeah, I think Kastelic was the one I got the most pushback on of people saying that's too low. So, like, I feel like I probably would have adjusted up to a B. Anyways, you know, really the only thing like holding him back is that the fourth line, we knew they weren't going to score the way they did like the first five or six games of the season. But they've really cooled off offensively.
They set the bar too high in the first 2 weeks.
I know. Like before Sunday, Kastelic had 1 point in the last 12 games. He did have an assist on Sunday. But yeah, like you need them to contribute a little more. So that was really my only knock. But yeah, everything else about Catholic's game, I love the extension. 3 years, you know, cap it of $1.567 million. Perfectly reasonable. You know, he's in his mid-20s, so it's not like you're not overpaying a 30-something grinder. Like, you know, not that he has, like, a whole lot more of an offensive ceiling, but in terms of you now know what you're going to get for the next 3 years. And I think that's absolutely worth the contract they gave him.
Yeah, basically you signed him in his prime. Like, he's going to be in his prime for the length of what he's under contract-wise going to be in Boston for.
All right, let's try to pick up the pace a little. Cole Koepke, C+.
Yeah, this is another discrepancy between Scott and I. Gave him an A-. Like, fourth liner, on pace for 20 points. He had, 26 career games heading into this season. Like, for me, this comes down to expectations versus reality. Anybody expect a 20-point season out of Cole Koepke? Anybody know who Cole Koepke was? So, like, I just feel like, you know, this is one of those situations where he's just exceeded expectations, because I don't think there were any. And a 20-point season out of him, like, so far, I'm just going to, for a fourth-line guy that can bring energy. I'm not saying he couldn't be better, but I just, you know, good for him. Like, I'm not going to bash him too much. I'm going to give him a little A- progress report. Keep it up.
I gave Kastelic a B+, so I think that means I have to give Koepke something less, because I do think Kastelic has had a better year so far. So I'm going to give him a B.
Yeah, and Koepke did score on Sunday. So again, like, my main issue with the fourth line guys is they've slowed down a little too much offensively. Needed just a little bit more. Pick it back up a little bit. So hey, they scored Sunday, so that's a good start.
If you can get close to, you know, 50 to 55 points out of your fourth line over the course of an 82 game season, I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty good. So, like, you know, there's certain players on here where I'm judging them based off of their point production. This fourth line, they're pulling their weight despite the inconsistencies of late, Scott. So anyway, we can move on from
there. And they've, one last point on those guys, like, they've been momentum changers in a positive way more often than not.
Yep.
Yeah. Elias Lindholm, this is big one of the big free agent signings. I went C-.
I gave him a C+. I think that if you're gonna give I just feel like he is who he is at this point. I think he's underperforming slightly, but he's not the 82-point guy he was in Calgary that one season. I think if I'm judging him based off of what the Bruins wanted and expected him to be, I think I'm more along with Scott's grade is. But I'm grading him based on the fact that he had 44 points last year, 64 points the year before, split the difference. He's a 50-point guy when he's on his game, and he's on pace for 40. I mean, well, like, he's underperforming, but I just don't think he's I don't think he's capable of what we all wanted him to be, you know?
He needs to be closer to the 64-point guy. Like,
I just don't know if he can.
All like, right, well, then he's going to stay a C- for me. Like,
No. Listen, yeah, sure.
Like, I think I like quite a bit of what he does, but, you know, the reality is like, he's being paid and he's in a role where you have to put up more than 40 points. Like,
yeah,
plain and simple.
If you're judging him on the role, like what you expect from a first or second line center, because, you know, he kind of bounces around between him and Zacha, like who you would call the first line. But yeah, if you're going to judge him against other guys in the league that are in the same spot, then yes, you're not giving him higher than a C of, like, you know, he's not getting into the B range. The funny thing is, when you said his name, the first thing that came to mind was C, and hilariously, that is right in between the both of you. So I wouldn't go as far as to say C-. Probably because I'm closer to Brian in that my expectations might have been less than yours.
Like, Scott, what I would say is, because I do understand, like, in black and white thinking, like, he's getting paid to be this guy, you got to perform. But the way I look at it, it's almost like, you know, it's almost like the Bruins are paying someone who's like 5'6" to go, you know, dunk a basketball on a regulation size hoop. It's like, well, who's at fault here? The team for signing a 5'6" guy to dunk a basketball, the 5'6" guy who isn't tall enough to do it. Like, that's kind of where I am right now. I don't think he's that. I know he's not the guy they want him to be. So I'm grading him in the C range because he should be better, but I just don't know, you know. So anyway, but we all got him in the C range. We're not too far.
You're describing my basketball career, except for 5'3". So
there you go. There you go.
Couldn't dunk even when I had a good ACL.
Yeah. I don't expect him to be an 80-point guy, but
yeah,
I expect 60. You need him to be 60. Like, that's
okay.
That's basically what he was putting up for most of his time in Calgary. You know, even like the one that looks low is 47 points, but that was in the shortened 56 game season. I mean, that was like a 70 point pace. So
how old is he now?
He is 30.
I mean,
yeah, he just turned 30 like last month.
The seasons you're referencing, he's in his mid 20s. And I just think the league gets faster really quick these days for these older, they're not old people in general, yeah, but in the NHL.
Watch it, Brian.
I'm calling myself old too. It's okay. You know, anyway.
All right. Let's keep going. Brad Marchand, the captain. He got my highest grade. I gave him a B+.
I gave Marchand a B. I think he's the closest guy playing to what we expected him to be. I mean, he's not the point per game guy or above point per game guy he was for about 6 years there. But the last 2 years, he hasn't been either. 67 points the last 2 years. I think he's on pace for like 62 or something like that. So, I mean, he could be better like everybody else, but he's totally fine for me right now.
I think he's a B.
Yeah.
I'd probably give him a little credit for picking it up like over the last month and a half, because I was more willing to write off his slow start because of the off-season surgeries. Whereas other guys, I don't think had any excuse for a slow start. I actually think Marchand had very legitimate reasons to start slow. I included Mark McLaughlin, even though he's only played 11 games. I gave him like a C/incomplete. I don't know if we really need to go into him too much. Next full time.
Maybe myself.
Yeah, I didn't grade. I didn't give him a grade for his one game.
his 11 minutes.
Next full time player, David Pastrnak. This is an interesting one. I went B-. I could have been talked into a little lower.
Yeah. I gave him a C. That was before tonight's game where he had another 2-goal performance. This is one of those situations where he's the leading scorer, and that's great. But as long as he's on the ice with this Bruins team, he should be the leading scorer. Unfair or not, that's based off of years of a pedigree for him. End of the day, he's on pace for 33 points less than 2 years ago, 30 points less than last year. I mean, I'm grading him compared to what he should be doing. He gets a C from me so far.
I might get in trouble for this because I think that a lot of the fan base would agree with a lower grade, but I feel like I want to give him like a B-, and I do feel like he's been dealing with something injury wise and been trying to play through it. I do not have any background on that, but it just by watching, like if he's been fully healthy this season, then maybe I'd give him the lesser grade. But I just have a sense that he's not 100% based on, you know, body language and sometimes like subtle comments that have something to do with health and speed and whatnot. But I do think that he's still the leading scorer on the team. He's still your best player. His bar is incredibly high and he's not reached it this year, but I don't think it's fair to ever call him a C player. Like if you're comparing him to the league, like he's not a C player, so I can't go that far. I say either B or B minus. Just he's David Pastrnak. Like I don't want to insult him because we know who he is. Like we know how good he is. Maybe I'm using a kind of different frame of reference than you guys are, but
well, when you say compare, I mean, so in three of the last 5 years, he's been a top five scorer in the league. Where is he in the league scoring rankings right now?
Yeah, he's not an A. He's not an A plus. Like, but we just gave Justin Brazeau a B.
Justin Brazeau.
You gave him an A, and it's like, I'm not giving Pastrnak a C.
Why not? He's on pace for 30 less points than he was a year ago.
Because he's still the leading scorer, and he's going to be the leading scorer.
But he would be the leading scorer on – Bridget, he would be the leading scorer on this team with one leg. Like, that's how much more talent he has than the rest of the guys on the team. So, again, they're not all taking the same test here.
No,
it's
I know
totally
they're
different.
Not, but I might have the unpopular opinion of this, and, you know, fans might disagree, but to me, it seems unfair.
Yeah, Bridget, I think you're, like, more in line with me where, like, when I'm doing this, I also – yes, like you're comparing everyone to like expectations of themselves and their role and salary is a part of it. I also think like different guys have different starting points. And for me, like David Pastrnak's starting point is like an A minus. Like an average David Pastrnak at like playing just his normal self is like an A minus. And so he's definitely been less than his normal self. So the grade goes down, but like how far down it goes for me is like, I'm dropping him a full letter grade to a B minus. Like I can maybe be talked into C plus, but like, that's what keeps it from going too much lower for me is like his starting point is just so much higher because he's just so much better than everyone else. So like that, like it, I think we just come at it from like kind of different approaches, which is fine. That's part of this exercise.
Tweet at us who is stupid and who is right.
But I also think that
what grades do you think the audience would give us?
It's a fortunate time though to have this discussion on him because he's coming off four goals in his last two games. If we were having this conversation 2 days ago, he'd be looking at a guy with 13 goals and he's a 60 goal scorer in the league. So, you know, I love Pastrnak, you guys know this, but there's room for improvement. There's half a season left.
Well, that's what you write in the top corner.
Oh yeah,
improvement.
Yeah.
Doing absolutely great at literacy, but your math skills need improvement. I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know about you, but my math always needed improvement. So
exactly.
I was good at math. I just hated math.
I actually was good, and then I forgot it all like almost immediately. So.
Matt Patra, you know, pretty much another incomplete 14 games. I gave him a C plus for what we saw, but you know, obviously not as much to go on there.
Yeah, I can't. I don't feel like there's at this point, having not seen him for so long, it feels like not right to give him anything at this point.
The only player that I graded that had less than 35 games played was Hampus Lindholm. Everybody else that was under 35 games, I just didn't really count them because it's, you know.
All right, we can keep moving. Last forward, Pavel Zacha. I went C+.
That's what I went as well. Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Bridget, any disagreement or does that sound good?
That's good.